869, coming up on Southwest 6th and Aldern, northbound.
869, I got your loud and verbal. How can I help you?
I have a customer. He rides my bus often, and often I have issue with him. He has a plastic bag that he put in the, like, he fell asleep. He has a plastic bag in the, that he dropped in the, priority seating area, and I asked him to pick it up, and he told me he'd get it when he gets off, and I'm like, sir, if he could just pick it up because it's prohibiting people from sitting there, and he's like, I'll pick it up. He's like, and why don't you just shut the F up? And now he's continuing to yell at me. He's telling me derogatory names, and he's continuing to yell. I've asked him to deboard the bus. He's refusing, and he will not be quiet.
Okay. Are you pulled over, and are your doors open, and have you asked him to get off the bus?
Yes. I have asked him. Okay, now he's, I'm at Alder. Now he's picked up the thing, and now he is getting off the bus.
Okay. Is he completely off yet, or are we still working our way? I'd like to stay on with you until they're off.
He is completely off, but he is a lot of verbal and aggressive. I don't know. Yeah, he's completely off my bus. I don't think it'd be great for other people to ride.
Understandable. First off, are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad he's off your bus now. Can I get a description of him, and we'll keep an eye on things and see if we need to get a message out. We have the area supervisor aware, too, now.
Yeah, he's a white male. I'd say he's about 5'7", 5'8". He's wearing a blue jacket. He's carrying a red blanket. I think blue pants. He has a mask, so it's hard to see, but he has blondish red hair.
Okay. I will take that here and get that passed along. Thank you for the heads up about him, and again, I'm glad he's off your bus. You have a safe rest of your night. Let us know if you need anything else.
Will do, and thank you guys so much. I so appreciate all you do.
And we appreciate you being here. Thank you. Be safe at 1622.